Bolton MPs have reacted to the area being ranked as the 29th most income-deprived area in England. It comes as Office for National Statistics data revealed that the town was ranked as the 29th most income-deprived area out of 316 local authorities in England in May 2021. This was based on the proposition of people either on low earnings or out of work in the area. In Bolton, 18.6% of the population were income deprived in 2019. Bolton South East MP Yasmin Qureshi said the news about Bolton's position as the 29th most deprived local authority is incredibly worrying and places the cost of living crisis in an even more concerning context. It points to the failures of the past 12 years of Tory rule after harsh austerity and the failure to invest and rebalance our regional economy. The Office for Budget Responsibility warned living standards face a biggest fall in a single year since records began in the mid-1950s. Bolton West MP Chris Green said, "After years of failed Labour leadership in Bolton, people have voted for change, but we all know the challenges we face. There are imbalances between North and South which concern us, but I am more concerned about the Greater Manchester leadership championing the cause of the city where skyscrapers are being erected. The Conservative government is supporting our redevelopment, and you can increasingly see the signs of that as the town centre buildings are being demolished to make way for brownfield developments that will lead to our local revitalisation." Last week, the Bolton News revealed the impact of the challenges posed by the increased cost of living, with energy prices continuing to soar along with increased petrol prices. Bolton North East MP Mark Logan said, "I have helped secure £24 million from the town's fund, £20 million of levelling up funding for a new Bolton College of Medical Sciences and a feasibility study to bring the Metrolink to Bolton. This investment will transform our town. But I recognise there is still work to be done, and I will keep banging the drum to secure as much support for Bolton as possible."